Way back when I was thinking about starting a high-ticket dropshipping business, the one thing I was looking for was someone to show me what one of these sites looks like. So John and I have done that for you at dropshipbreakthrough.com/go. So head to dropshipbreakthrough.com/go and watch the free training.
Hitting 30K a month in revenue dropshipping is simple, but not easy. And yet I've watched thousands of people quit before they ever get there. And I'm seeing a growing trend of people who quit when they do get there. In my 10 years of helping people start and grow high-ticket e-commerce businesses, I've seen the same patterns repeat. I want to break them down today.
Welcome to the Dropship Podcast, where you'll learn how to build and grow a high-ticket dropshipping business and hear stories from successful e-commerce entrepreneurs. Let's kick this thing off.
The first thing we need to do is break your belief. Getting to 30K a month isn't just possible, it's inevitable if you put in the work. And in hindsight, you'll probably realize it was actually quite simple to get to 30K. The truth is, people don't just quit at one single point, they quit at multiple points along the way. People quit before they even take the first real step, and then at nearly every milestone along the way. Let's walk through some key moments where people give up before ever reaching 30K so you can recognize these traps and push through them. You've probably heard me say this before, but you'd be shocked how many people buy our course and never log in. It blows my mind that people are willing to pay for a course, they're ready to dive in head first, and then they never actually even log in. I've been told this is a fear of success, or they kind of put it off. This is a limiting belief, this is self-sabotage, saying that, well, I didn't do it, but if I would have done it, I would have been successful. And so people can say, I have this in my back pocket forever. And I would tell you that this is way more common than you think it is. It's higher than 10% of people. I would tell you that, which is kind of wild to me. And speaking to other people I know who sell courses, this is pretty similar for them. Number two spot where people quit early on is getting stuck on niche selection. What if I pick the wrong one? Or they have analysis paralysis, or they never decide one is good enough for them. They worry that if this one doesn't work, they'll never move on to number two, number three. And that's just not true. Most entrepreneurs you've ever heard of, their first idea wasn't their best one. And maybe you do hit it out of the park on your first one. Some people do, and maybe you don't, but you're going to learn a ton along the way. But too many people quit here long before even choosing what niche they're going to go into. Number three, and this one hits home for me, is never making supplier calls. I had this exact same issue in a business when I first started. I was just too scared to call suppliers. In fact, somebody who was part of the community I was in was selling their business for $400. They had four suppliers. They were very ill and they were in the hospital. But this was my way to not have to call suppliers. So I actually totally understand this one. I did not quit, but I sat there in analysis paralysis, in fear of rejection. I would procrastinate. I was doing everything I could to not actually call the suppliers because I was scared of what might happen. What if someone says no? Tons of people that I've seen, they may make the calls, but they get a no initially, or they get a, hey, we'll get back to you. And they do zero follow-up and they say, oh, dropshipping doesn't work. So this is just another spot where people quit. Number four, avoiding uploading products. Make no doubt about it, the quote unquote hard work that you need to do, the hours that you need to put in the beginning, it's uploading products. And it can be a daunting task. Now, you can hire for this. Some people are scared to hire help. Some people have perfectionism that only they can do it right. Some people simply procrastinate because it's a lot of work. It's a lot of work in the beginning. Make no question about it. The biggest investment out of your pocket in the beginning is going to be time, or you can use money to buy someone else's time to upload these products. It is a bunch of work. Number five, running ads, but stopping at the first sign of failure. If you've made it past actually logging into the course, not getting stuck on your chosen niche, making supplier calls, you've uploaded products, it's very common to see people run ads for a short period of time, not make a sale, and say, well, I'm over. It's out of here. It's very, very commonplace where people quit. And number six, the one I think is actually the most important one here, is the mental game. Most people are defeated inside their head, and that's why they quit. They are too scared to be a failure in front of their spouse, in front of their parents, in front of their friends, in front of themselves, frankly. They're too scared to fail. And so the mental game eats them up. And honestly, it eats up a lot of people. A large majority of businesses fail. And so those businesses, a lot of them likely fail because of the mental game. Some common excuses I hear during this phase is I'm too busy. But reality is everyone is. You make time. You will find time in your Call of Duty. You will find time in your Netflix. You will find time after the kids go to bed. For me, I watch The Minnesota Twins, every single game, they're often playing at, you know, 6:40, 7:10 my time. And the kids go to bed at 7, 7:30, 8, somewhere around there. And I'm just sitting on the couch. And even if they are awake, I'm just sitting on the couch and messing around on one of my businesses while the Twins are on the TV. You're going to have to find the time for yourself. Other people we know in our course, they get up super early and they work before the kids get up. Other people spend an hour after the kids go to bed. Whatever that is for you, you're not too busy. You just aren't making this a priority. Another one is, what if it doesn't work? Well, my only retort to that is, what if it does? Like, what would it look like if this actually did work? Rather than saying, what if it doesn't work? Why don't you focus on, what if it did work? What would that mean for you in your life? Another one we often see is, I'm not good at sales. Well, you don't have to be. You just have to show up. You just have to answer the phone when someone calls. And you don't even need to know anything about it, right? That's another common excuse we hear is, I need to know everything before I start. Well, no, you just need to start. I literally knew nothing about 3D printers when I first started in my first business, but I figured it out. I let people call and leave a message. I would Google the answer and I'd call them back and I'd figure it out. So that's the biggest job you have as a business owner, is just figuring shit out. So if you can't do that, then you probably aren't going to make it. So those are all the reasons that people quit before 30K. But again, the point of this podcast is to tell you, I honestly believe hitting 30K a month is simple. It really is. And for the most part, I think almost everyone can get there. Now, why does 30K feel like enough for many people, right? The income is good. It pays the bills, maybe even replaces your job. Or honestly, maybe you're closer to break even. I've seen a lot of people, you know, at the break even point in the 20 to 30K range, spending a lot on ads and they're breaking even. They don't really know how to change that. Comfort sets in potentially. They're making more than they ever have. It's a nice little boost on the side. A big one I see is like fear of scaling. If I grow bigger, I'll have problems that I don't know how to handle. And that's the truth. You don't know what you're doing, but like, that's only going to continue forever and ever. You've never grown a business like this. And so you're just going to have to keep going. A lot of people get trapped in the operator mindset instead of becoming an entrepreneur. And I'll dive into a little bit more of that later on in the show. But even more that I've seen at the 30K level, they just don't know what to do. So I recently had a consulting client. So I do some private consulting. I do one call a quarter with these clients. And one of the clients that I spoke to is actually the inspiration for this podcast. She is sitting right at that level, doing well. In fact, she's very profitable. Most businesses aren't that profitable at her stage. She's very profitable, and yet she doesn't know what to do. And so when I laid this out on a consulting call, I actually said, this is going to make a good podcast. So I put it here, right? She has three choices at this 30K mark, right? The last year she did $250,000 in sales, made roughly 15% on that, but doesn't know what's next. Hence why she bought consulting. And so I told her, you have three options. One, quit. Unfortunately, this is an option I see taken the most of people at 30K. In fact, I just bought a store from someone in this situation. We had a student in our course who had reached this level and they were ready to move on. I saw a lot of opportunity in this business. So I pounced on it. I jumped in there and I bought the business and I'm running it today. You can hear that on our Patreon podcast. I'm talking about that quite a bit. Dropshipbreakthrough.com/Patreon or patreon.com/dropshipbreakthrough, dropship podcast. It's also our YouTube channel. You can join our YouTube membership. It's just $20 a month for all content that's a little too good for the free feed. We'd love to have you over there. And I'm talking about this. I'm actually going to build most of this store the rest of the way out using AI. And I kind of want to show you what that's like. But again, I've ran into this situation enough where I bought a store, my consulting client is in that situation, and I've seen this a lot. And honestly, their option is to quit. Like the person I bought the store from, they decided they had enough. Now, I don't think that's the right answer. So here's choice number two, is stay stuck in the operator seat, right? So keep running the same ads, the same play. You could honestly scale to seven figures doing all of the work, answering your phone, processing all the orders, running your ads, and relying only on ads realistically. But you can do that and you can get to seven figures and you're definitely going to burn out. Like, you're 100% going to burn out. The stress will eat you alive. Chargebacks are going to come. They're going to be stressful. Slow months are going to come. They're going to be stressful, let alone you're doing everything in your business. That you are running your business and you shouldn't be, right? And so, like, honestly, I've seen this choice more often than I'd like to see it too. I'm really happy for the people who got to seven figures, and you're probably sitting at home going, man, I wish I made it to seven figures in revenue while working for myself. But I promise you, you're not going to be one of working 12-hour days, handling all customer service, all inbound issues with your orders, handling your chargebacks, answering the phone, processing orders, running your ads, doing any emails, trying to grow your business in any way that you think is possible with a little bit of time you have left. This option might be worse than quitting just because of the burnout that's going to come. You're going to get burnt out. And option three is scale up. So you have to remove yourself from day-to-day tasks and build a real business. Now, this is hard. Again, you've probably never hired somebody. You likely don't know how that's going to work. You're going to have some fears show up around that. You're going to have all of these blocks, right? Same as you had blocks early on in this podcast of never logging in or getting stuck on niche selection or supplier calls or uploading products or running ads and quitting, or just the mental game getting to you. The mental game is going to be here for other reasons too, right? So if you're looking for signs that you're stuck at this level, you're doing everything yourself and you're feeling overwhelmed. You're afraid to hire or delegate. You're not testing new ads, products, or systems. You're feeling busy, but not productive. I know how that goes. And the biggest one that I've seen is like a telltale sign here is you're considering starting a new store because zero to 30K indeed isn't hard. And it's the devil you know. The reason you aren't scaling isn't because you are fearful or lack of knowledge. It's the niche, right? If I just had a new niche, I'll scale. I hear all of this stuff too often, and I get the desire to start a new store and make this journey again, but I promise you it is easier to pull levers on a store already doing sales than it is to start all over again. But the point is there. Talk to people who are at this place, 30K in revenue, and they'll say, I could do that again. Like, that actually was simple. What's ahead of me is hard, but what was behind me is simple. And that's what I'm trying to get across to you on this podcast, right? So if I can give you some advice, if you're at that 30K level, if you haven't started yet, I got some advice for you at the end here. But if you're at that 30K level, stop thinking like a solopreneur. Start thinking like a business owner. What got you here to 30K is not going to get you to 100K a month sustainably. Now, again, you can get there on your own, but you're going to burn out 100%. So one, you got to delegate. You got to outsource your customer service, order processing, and focus on things that will grow your business and provide long-term value like SEO, brand, relationships. You have to expand your product lines. I'm guilty of this. You probably heard me and John talk about this before. You get a little comfortable and you stop calling suppliers. You have to keep finding more suppliers, adding more high-ticket products. I'm guilty of this myself, like I said. And so that one always hits home for me. You have to optimize and increase your ad spend. If X dollars brings in 30K in revenue, what happens if you double it? Most people at this level have only ran shopping ads. And honestly, they're probably not even done that well. Have you tried running skags or spags? Have you done remarketing? Have you done YouTube? Have you done Bing? There's a lot of places that you can put your ad dollars to scale just on the ad side, let alone all of the other things that I talked about to grow your business for the long term. You have to systemize and automate too. You have to build SOPs, automation tools, and repeatable processes in your business so that you can step out of those processes and someone else can operate them. And most importantly of all, you have to invest in yourself. I would recommend, one, getting in a group of peers who are right at your same stage so you can help each other grow like a mastermind. But honestly, coaching is the right answer. And so whether you're in a position to buy consulting from someone like myself or John who offer consulting, we have coaches inside of our course as well, or whether you need a mindset coach, which I've had Elliot Rowe on this show before. Elliot is my mindset coach, and I can't speak highly enough of that. We have Valentina, who is the mindset coach to many of our students, whether that is an SEO coach or a Google Ads coach. Again, John or myself is probably your best answer. There's someone who understands that. You have to invest in yourself. Go buy the knowledge of somebody in front of you. Alex Ramosi calls it the ignorance debt. You're paying a debt because you don't know what to do. So go find someone who's done it and say, how much do I have to pay you so you can show me how to do it in my business and let me skip these steps. Look, $30,000 a month sounds great. Seven figures sounds even better. But you can't scale nothing. You can't optimize something that doesn't exist. And you sure as hell can't grow a business you never start. If you're sitting there overthinking, waiting for the perfect time, the perfect niche, the perfect plan, you're already quitting. You're just doing it quietly. No one quits louder than the person who never even begins. The only way to get to 30K, to seven figures, to anything worth having is to start. Do the work. Make mistakes. Keep going. Every person you admire, every success story you hear started the same way, by doing. The only difference between them and you, they didn't stop. So if you're ready to start what we do here at Dropship Breakthrough, head to dropshipbreakthrough.com/go, watch the training, book a call, whatever your next step needs to be, but get started. Don't just sit there at the starting line thinking about doing this. Go get started. Go learn skills. Go build a business and you will learn along the way. And honestly, if you do the work, I do believe inevitably you will get to this 30K mark and you will have these decisions to make too.
Thanks for listening to the Dropship Podcast. You can find all the show notes for this episode at dropshippodcast.com. And if you're ready to take the next step in your dropshipping journey, we invite you to join us inside Dropship Breakthrough, where John and I will walk you through step-by-step in starting your own high-ticket dropshipping e-commerce business. But that's not all. Dropship Breakthrough will also teach you everything you'll need to know to grow your business and take it to the next level. So head over to dropshipbreakthrough.com and sign up for our free training that will help you take the first steps towards building and growing your own profitable high-ticket dropshipping business.